Good morning, citizens. Thank you for your calls, your emails, your letters, and visits concerning matters in our community. You know, I always appreciate knowing your views and thoughts about matters in our city. Now, tomorrow is Election Day in our city and state. On Tuesday, May the 18th, voters will be electing party nominees for a variety of state and federal offices. They'll also select a new Sebastian County Circuit Court judge. All regular polling places will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Election Day. Voters will be choosing nominees for the Democrat and Republican parties for the U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, our state constitutional offices such as Governor and Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of State, the Arkansas Senate, and the Arkansas House of Representatives. Residents may vote in either party primary, but not both. Persons wishing to vote in only the judicial election may do so without casting a ballot in a party's primary election. Early voting began on Monday, May the 3rd, at the Sebastian County Courthouse, 35 South 6th, Room G8. Early voting ends at 5 p.m. today, Monday, May the 17th, at 5 p.m. Courtesy parking will be available adjacent to the courthouse north entrance along Rogers Avenue. Now, if a runoff election is needed, it will be held on Tuesday, June 8th. You may not switch from one party to another between the primary and the runoff elections. For example, a voter who cast a Republican ballot on May the 18th may not cast a Democratic ballot in the runoff on June 8th. If you didn't vote in the May 18th election primary, you may vote in either Democrat or the Republican runoff elections. But the important thing is that you get out and vote. Now, as the cost of utility bills cause problems for some of our cities, let me tell you that the city has a utility bill assistance program. Residents who reside in lower-income households may be eligible to participate in two programs to lower their monthly utility cost. The City of Fort Smith provides discounts for water, sewer, and sanitation services, and the State of Arkansas offers a sales tax exemption for residential electricity bills. Residential water, sewer, and sanitation customers who meet the income guidelines may qualify for reduced utility billing from the City of Fort Smith. The reduced billings, approved by the Board of Directors, help residents on limited incomes pay their water, sewer, and sanitation charges. The Utility Assistance Program provides qualifying residents with a 19% discount on their sanitation billing, a 50% discount on their water-based charge, and a 50% discount on the sewer rate. A typical participating resident saves at least $175 per year. Actual savings, of course, will depend on the household's amount of water usage. To qualify for the program, a household's total annual income may not exceed 165% of the federal poverty guidelines. A one-person household with an income of no more than $16,846 and a two-person household with an income of no more than $22,588 qualifies. Income limits are higher for larger households. Applications are available from the city, and if you're interested in this program, you certainly should investigate. Also, applications for utility assistance programs are available at the Beckman Center, and of course, I've already told you they're available at the city. This is something that can be very, very helpful and very useful for citizens who need help. Well, remember to vote tomorrow. It's a very important election. Exercise your democratic rights. And let me thank you for listening to this program this morning, to this radio report to you. I want you to let me know your views and thoughts about matters before our community. Have a good day. Have a good week. And remember, let each one of us work each day to help make life worth living in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Good morning.